Yeah, Gold Chain Cat, that was such an unconventional process to recording a record. You know, with COVID going on and everything, we were kind of jumping from studio to studio, and, you know, didn't really, it was very unconventional process, not like my first two records at all. But, you know, it was challenging, which is nice, because it kind of, you know, you get creative in ways that you didn't even know you could, and, you know, I remember writing that record was certainly different as well. I sort of kind of forced some of those songs, I felt like, you know, it was coming time to go in the studio and cut the record, and they're the final session of the record, and I didn't really love all the songs, and which is typical for me. Most of the time I think everything's really bad, and none of it should go on the record, but you know, the fact that it came together as well as it did and had the success that it had, and it's kind of mind-blowing to me, because I remember just being so worried that we kind of, it felt like we kind of threw it together a little bit, just under the circumstances of, you know, the state that the world was in and all the uncertainty and everything that goes along with that. So a lot of it, it was just kind of a blur, man. It kind of seemed like all of a sudden one day we were sitting there and we had the record and we put it out, and I was kind of blown away at how well it did.
All right. Well, congratulations on having your second number one song, To Be Loved By You. So can you talk about writing this song with Red Akins?
Yeah, this is, you know, it's kind of funny. Me and Red, I'd written the first verse and chorus of that song and had a write with Red and said, man, I need to finish this if you want to help. And he certainly did. And we wrote that second verse and he was like, man, that's a hit. I wouldn't touch that. And then it was kind of funny when the song went to radio last year, you know, about 3 months later, Rhett called me and he goes, hey, man, did we write a song together called To Be Loved By You? And I said, yeah. He said, man, I heard it's going to be your next single. And I said, man, it's been on the radio for 3 months, Rhett. So that's just, I mean, he's a legend. He's one of the best to ever do it in that town. And so to get the opportunity to sit in a room with him and write something and then write our first time ever meeting and hanging out and writing, it's a number one song. It's, I don't know how much better you could do.